Dan Doherty's joining us. I did not know this morning. My own show. I will have to be surprised. I know that name. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, thank you for this, your service. We had the Manchester Chief on recently talking about this because we're the big sponsor of this blood drive. And your story was referenced because of your near fatal, basically near murder of you by a suspect. And you were shot several times in the critical need for blood. And I just want to thank you for your service as a police officer and leadership since, because this was a horrifying, terrific. I mean, it's a very scary day in our history. I remember it well. When you were shot several times, and I'm honored to have you on the show, Dan. First of all, let me say I hope you and family and your hope you're doing well these days.
I am. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you allowing me on your show to promote such an important blood drive. And at this point, I guess it's safe to say historic, because it's been such an annual event for so long, and yes, you're right. That day was a scary day, and being shot six times, I guess I never realized that the need for blood and how heroic blood donors are. But we would like to thank you for being such a big sponsor and promoter of this.
Well, Dan, no, again, thank you. I mean, I think what you went through, I don't think anyone can imagine. Six times shot that day. Now, what the years after, because a lot of people don't understand, it's not just being, I remember, I think it was CMC, rushed to the hospital. It was a very surreal day, and I still get goosebumps thinking about it, because the police basically formed a wall around the hospital as you were rushed there, and the state kind of stopped because of what happened. I remember that day and or night, and I guess my question is, it's not just being taken there with life-saving procedures. It's multiple appointments where you see the need for blood, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And, luckily, I was so close to the Catholic Medical Center after the shooting. Officers on scene performed life-saving measures with tourniquets and other aid, and which prevented me from bleeding out as quickly. And once I got to the Catholic Medical Center, a massive blood transfusion protocol was already in place, where I received approximately 18 units, which,
wow.
if it weren't for that blood being available, I certainly would not be here today. There's no doubt about that. And,
wow.
The city that day, I know that they rallied behind me, and all the support, and I certainly was hearing it and feeling it, and as the time has gone on, I thank everybody just as much as 10 years ago when it actually happened.
Well, this next Wednesday at the Doubletree downtown is this this really historic blood drive, the Gail Singer Memorial. We're going to be there, but Dan is sharing with you as a Manchester police officer being near fatally shot six times on the importance of blood when you need it, or a loved one. Could be an accident, could be a surgical procedure, could be battling an illness. Blood, when you need it, you need it. There's no substitute. Dan, thank you for personalizing this. Might I ask you, how many years ago was this now, the shooting?
So the 10th anniversary just passed March 21st, about 3 years ago, actually almost 4 years ago now, I had to retire. As a Manchester police officer due to ongoing injuries and surgeries. And after 18 surgeries, there was some issues that forced my retirement, which, it was a very tough decision and tough process, but it had to happen. The 18 surgeries, luckily, in the beginning half of those were pretty serious, but as they went on, they weren't as major. But nonetheless, blood was certainly used. And like I said before, if blood was not available, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
And especially at this time of the year, blood donations drop off. So blood has been in the recent past in a critical shortage. So events like this are just so important to promote why we need blood. And I like to share the story so people understand, you know, if there's no blood on the shelf to give, whether it be someone suffering from an ailment or some type of procedure where it's needed, if it's not there, they don't get it and potentially may have fatal results.
Dan Dougherty, former Manchester police officer, shot 6 times, 18 surgeries. Unbelievable, Dan. Thank you for sharing this. The Gail Singer Blood Drive this next Wednesday. We'll be there live 9 to noon. Come by and support this. Dan, before I let you go, you were relatively young when this happened on the job, correct?
Yeah, I was just about 25 years old.
25, about 10 years. Now, might I ask how you're doing today and what you're doing these days now that you retired? You had to physically retire as a police officer, but how are you doing these days?
Well, I'm doing well. You know, most importantly, is I'm still a part of the Manchester police family. I go back and I tell new recruits my story, share the realities of what this job can bring to your life. And so I enjoy doing that. And as far as moving on, you know, I'm married with a 4-year-old daughter, who's the center of our universe. I picked up selling boats as a yacht broker. I enjoy doing that.
Awesome.
A hobby trip turned into a career.
Awesome. Awesome. Good for you. God bless. And where's home now, Dan?
Well, so I'm in New Hampshire. Yeah,
awesome.
I live in New Hampshire. It's the greatest state in the country for sure.
Oh, Dan, thank you. God bless. Best to you and your family and your daughter. And thank you for sharing the story, Dan Dougherty, about your own need for blood over the years and that fateful day when you were shot. Thank you, Dan, for having the courage and humility to do that. And I wish you the best.
Thank you very much for having me.